My goodness, I've been making this presentation. I think it's about my 14th year, and I believe it's the biggest crowd I've ever seen at the Jennings Conference. We got moved out of the Quality Measurement Conference because it was a little bit embarrassing there back 15, 20 years ago because it seemed like everybody we were speaking to was the next speaker. So I don't know if this is good or bad. So Harrison, don't let me knock this water over. Alrighty, on the quality of the crop, it never fails. No 2 years are alike. No 2 years in the same area anyway. So I'm going to move on, and I'll be looking back like sort of like I usually do at the past 5 years. Then I also with certain quality factors in certain regions and 2 and 3 year comparison. Then also I'm going to look at some different information as we get along, look at some states and state comparisons. And there were some unique quality factors in this year's crop, and I'll bring that out as I go. Of course, our 10 classing offices, all 10 of them were operating this past year. In 2011, the La Mesa office was shut down, and we classed all that cotton in Lubbock. And we didn't plant it that way, but, of course, the crop was down quite a bit in 2011, so it worked out real well that we could handle it all in Lubbock. But all 10 of them running this year. And I'm going to separate it. I've combined the far west. I used to separate the San Joaquin Valley and the desert southwest, but I put it all together this year. We class all that cotton in Visalia anyway, so I don't mean to offend anybody, but of course the San Joaquin Valley generally is a little higher quality, but I'm putting them both together and also making a comparison back for 5 years. And our bales here are actual physical, not the statistical 480 pound bales that Tommy is talking about. These are actual bales that we've classed, and actually as of this morning we classed about 14.9 million upland bales. So you can see, according to our estimate, about 800,000 to go, and most of that is in the southeast, and what's left, most of it will be Arizona on upland. Then on Pima, which most of that's California, I think we're around 600,000 classed through yesterday, and so we got another 125,000 Pima to go. Then all total, just right around a million bales right now is what we like classing. And we're going to be classing cotton, looks like, over in the southeast at least till on the end of February. We're still actually running multiple shifts over there. They've made a heck of a crop, and the quality I'm going to show you here in a little bit is one of the better quality crops they've ever made in the southeast. And this is how the, if you look back since 1976, where the crops been produced, and you can see that the southeast actually the last 2 years has moved above to Texas and the mid-south on making up a larger percent of the U.S. crop, and the mid-south continues to drop on down. Is that mouse on there? Yeah. And I'm not supposed to speculate, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it even go a little lower next year from the reports I'm hearing. Okay, into the quality. This is just strictly color grade, strict low and middling light spot and higher. It's one of the highest color grade crops we've seen in the last 5 years nationwide. So a big improvement over in the southeast. The mid-south dropped off just a little bit. Very little difference in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas. And of course the far west was a little bit higher. Average leaf grade. It's only up slightly from the previous year, but we do see a few differences, a little more leaf in the southeast, than it's more back to 2010 comparison, and then the mid-south had a lot more leaf. Started out considerably more leaf. It got a little better, seemed like, as we got into the crop, but originally when we started out classing on the mid-south crop, there was a lot of 5 and 6 leaf, more leaf than I've seen in my career. This is an area that doesn't look too bad right here on the surface, 12.1%, and I did update this slide yesterday. Compared to all the way back to 2008, it doesn't look too bad, but when you look at it by region, that's where it's a little bit a difference than what we've ever seen before. The southeast, and I looked at yesterday's quality in the Florence and Macon classing offices, and extraneous matter in Florence was like 25%, and in Macon was almost 18% extraneous matter yesterday. And this is a pretty good volume of cotton that they're classing. It's not uncommon to see in West Texas. What is a little different this year is normally when we see these higher numbers, and we've seen 40 and 50% bark in West Texas before, but it's normally when we've had a lot of freeze, a lot of snow, a lot of bad weather, what I consider sort of a bad harvest season. So this is concerning this. Back up. Is how much increase we've seen in the extraneous matter, in like I said, in the southeast and the mid-south. The micronair averages, you know, again, looking at it U.S.-wide, it looks no different, but we had a lot of high micronair in the mid-south this last year. In fact, you can see it's right at the 4.9 average, and I looked this morning, I believe it was 47% of the mic in the mid-south was 5.0 and higher. Saw it come down a little bit in the southeast and in Texas and Oklahoma, but came up just a little bit in the west. Strengths, very little difference. Seemed like we've maxed, hit our max. I thought we'd hit it there for several years in that 29.1, 29.2, and then all of a sudden it jumped up to 30. And we've stayed there the last 3 years. This is the average strength since we first implemented 100% HPI, so we've come from 26 grams per tex up to 30 nationwide now. An average strength by region, the southeast, still a 29 or higher. You know, it's the lowest region that we have, but a few years ago, 29, you would have considered that was a national average just 4 years ago. The Mid-South is averaging over 30. Texas has been up and down, and I think the drought probably has had impacted that somewhat. Of course, the far west, you know, it ranges anywhere from about a 29 to 38 grams per tex, depending on what type of upland cotton. If you're looking at roller gin upland cotton, it runs on a 35, 36 grams per tex. The staple was one of the longer staples that we've had the last 5 years. And the big increase is in the southeast. The staple has improved all the way from below a 35 average staple all the way up to 36 now. And the U.S. average, since we implemented 100% HPI testing, 35.7, it's this year is, and it was, I believe, in 2007, 2008 there. But I wanted, since we're in Texas, I wanted to show you how Texas's staple average has changed over the years, where it used to be considerably shorter than the U.S. average. And then there, about 2005, it passed the U.S. average. And then these last 2 years, when we've been plagued with dry weather, it's dropped back below the U.S. average. So, and this is one of the areas that I look at pretty much, not on a daily basis, but a weekly basis anyway, is this, the base quality, and this is bales that compose all the factors of base quality and higher. Another reason I look at this is also because of bales that are tenderable to be delivered on an ICE contract, because it's important for me to let Darryl know, you know, what percent of the crop out there is, you know, that we could expect from certain areas of the country to be delivered on an ICE contract in future months. Because if it doesn't meet the quality factor, we're certainly not going to receive much of it. So you can see again the Mid-South, the Southeast has improved in base quality and higher, but the Mid-South has dropped all the way below 30%. And the big reason for that is that 47% of that entire crop was 5.0 mic and higher. Then you had the 5-leaf and you had some other factors that kicked it down. But that's one of the lowest percentages we've seen since we've been tracking this base quality and higher. Then I look at the high quality, and the high quality is strictly 31.3, 35 with no extraneous matter. And this, of course, one of the higher crops we've seen. Alabama, Georgia, 36, goodness, back up again, about 36%. North Carolina, South Carolina really made a jump up to about 27%. Arkansas, Missouri jumped up last year, but then came back down. And again, that the high micron there, Missouri and Arkansas both had about 55-58% high mic last year. And then over to the far right, Texas is still high quality, is still as high as the Mid-South states, but not as high as the Southeast. This is a comparison region for over the last 12, 13 years. Of course, the far west, you know, produces is up to 80% this year, but you can see the trend that the Southeast has been on, the Southeast in red, how it's continually climbing up and passing the Mid-South and the Southeast. I mean, Mid-South and Texas, I'm sorry. I'm going to move on through the Pima pretty quick. One thing, it is pretty consistent. The Pima doesn't change a whole lot from year to year, other than the size of the crop. But grade 3 and higher, that's color grade 3, leaf grade 3 combination there that has both factors. That's the highest one that we've seen at 98.7%. The micronair, which had fell down the last couple years, because if you go back and look at history, the Pima Mike has been around the 4.0 mark for year after year, but it fell down for 2 years. Now we're back to 4.0. The staple was a little bit shorter this year, but it compares more back to 08 and 09. But the strength was the highest strength that we've had, 42.8 grams per tex on the Pima. In conclusion, I'll just hit these real fast. It was highest percent of color grade that we've had in, over the last 5 years. Leaf grade was up just a little bit. Only decrease was in the far west. Of course, I mentioned the extraneous matter, the increase over in the southeast and mid-south. And most of that extraneous matter, if I didn't mention it earlier, is bark. The mic average, a 4.53, is equal to the 2011 crop, but it's the highest average over the last 5 years, and it was extremely high in the mid-south. Strength of 30 was equal to the past 2 years. 35.7 staple was the highest, longest staple that we've seen since HBI testing. We saw a decrease in both the base quality and higher, and also in the high quality. And Pima, I'm not even going to touch on that. Anybody have any questions on the quality? I don't know what to explain about the extraneous matter, the increase, but I assure you it's there. The bark's there in the cotton. I don't know what's causing. I would certainly wish someone would call me later and let me know what they think is causing it. I've heard some speculation, but I assure you that we're seeing more bark, anything from small chopped up pieces to pretty good size, and this roller spindle pit cotton, which is very unusual. All right, I want to thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.